Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
As they say at Starfleet Academy, facing death is at least as important as facing life. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for Trek Culture, and here are the 10 best I'm dead and I know it moments from Star Trek. Number 10. Commodore Decker, the Doomsday Machine. This classic episode of Star Trek, the original series, featured the Planet Killer, the giant slug-like spaceborne entity that completely and utterly annihilates worlds. Now, unfortunately for the crew of the USS Constellation, Commodore Decker thought the best way to hide from it was on a planet. After losing his entire crew to the Planet Killer, Commodore Decker loses his mind. He ends up commandeering the USS Enterprise by pulling rank, but thankfully he is ousted by the crew. While Kirk is on board the wrecked USS Constellation, Decker steals one of the shuttles from the Enterprise. In those moments, as he flies into the gaping maw of the Planet Killer, Decker realizes he's not just atoning for his own sins, although maybe that's a strong, harsh word, he is facing certain death. Unfortunately, this sends him into a spiral of terror, and we see that written all over his face. Thankfully, his sacrifice allows the Enterprise to realize that detonating something inside the Planet Killer does lower its energy readings and gives them a way to save the day. Number 9, Captain Rudy Ransom, Equinox. Captain Ransom was similar to Captain Janeway in that he commanded a vessel that was dragged across the galaxy, pulled into the Delta Quadrant by the Caretaker. That's where the similarities frankly ended, because the USS Equinox was far smaller and far less advanced than the USS Voyager, and also within a couple of weeks of their arrival, they ran into the Kretonan Guard and lost half of their crew. This resulted in Ransom and the rest of the crew abandoning the Prime Directive, slaughtering a race of aliens so that they could use their bodies as fuel to power up their engines and get home faster, but at the cost of their souls. Thankfully, Ransom realizes that he won't be able to live with himself with what he's done, and so he manages to save the rest of his crew, but at the cost of his own life. The Equinox's core is about to breach, and he pilots the ship far enough away to keep Voyager safe from the blast. In the seconds before the ship explodes, he finds a measure of peace. He retreats into a synaptic holographic projection, and in his own way, he accepts his death with a smile and a somewhat relaxed stare. Number 8. Nero, Star Trek. Eric Bana's Nero is one of the highlights of 2009's Star Trek. He is charismatic, he is shockingly violent in some parts, and quite frankly, he's a little bit fun. He is also a flipping monster. He organizes for a black hole to be formed in the center of the planet Vulcan, which effectively renders Spock and the rest of the surviving Vulcans an endangered species. This was never really going to be allowed to pass. Through various hijinks, a black hole is formed in the middle of his ship, the Narada. Acting Captain Kirk and Spock do offer him the hand of savior, friendship, we have to say these words, and he says that he would rather die in agony than accept their help, which they are more than happy to oblige. As he sees into the event horizon of the black hole in the middle of his own ship, hearing the dying screams of his crew around him, he realizes that he has been consumed by his own anger, his own vengeance, and then finally, his own ship. Number 7, Torg, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Torg is the first officer aboard the Klingon Bird of Prey that is effectively responsible for the destruction of the USS Enterprise. Now that is a scene that still stabs me right in the heart, and yet it's so well paced and directed that it is always an exciting scene. Torg leads a boarding party aboard the Enterprise, just as Admiral Kirk and crew abandon ship and go down to the Genesis planet. Torg leads his men all the way through the ship until they reach the bridge, where he signals his commander Krug. And he lets Krug know that the ship is being run by the computer, as it's the only thing that's speaking. Krug asks to listen to it, realizes it's a countdown, and there is a flash, just for a moment, where Torg turns and looks effectively into the camera, and you can see written all over his face, "Oh sh**." The panels explode, the bridge explodes, the saucer section explodes, and the Enterprise turns into a burning wreck as it flies down into the Genesis planet. Hell of a scene. Number 6, Data, Star Trek Nemesis. We come to one of the most sad entries on this list, really, and that is, of course, Data's last moments in 2002's Star Trek Nemesis. Now, while we have got technically another death scene of Data, thanks to Star Trek Picard, this really was the ultimate goodbye moment from everyone's favourite android. Picard was trapped aboard the Riemann Scimitar, and while Shinzon had been killed at this point, the Thaleron generator was activated and could not be turned off. That meant that the Enterprise was effectively facing a Kobayashi Maru. Data, not needing to breathe, jumps out of a hull breach in the Enterprise E, propelled across space, and gets into the Riemann Scimitar. Now, it's quite a cool sequence, but we all kind of know what's coming. He gets up to the bridge, finds Picard, and without a word, puts a little personal transporter on the captain, who is then beamed away. Data smiles for a moment, says goodbye, looks into the Thaleron generator, and with a steely determination, fires his phaser. He knew what he was doing, he knew what he went there, and he knew what the end goal was going to be. It is, in some ways, deeply unsatisfactory, and thanks to Star Trek Picard and a little bit of retconning going on, it's also really one of the sadder moments of Star Trek in general.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Number 5. Romulan Pilot, The Die Is Cast. Improbable Cause and The Die Is Cast is a fantastic two-part story from Star Trek Deep Space Nine's third season. This story sees Garak and Odo travel into the Gamma Quadrant with a Romulan Cardassian armada. Now, this armada is bent on destroying the Founder's homeworld, therefore ending the threat of the Dominion in the Alpha Quadrant. Yeah, so things don't go well. The Obsidian Order originated this idea and then sought the help of the Tal Shiar. Now, the Founders learned very quickly about what was going on, and they encouraged the idea because they managed to turn it into a massive trap. Now, while a fleet of warbirds and Cardassian Keldon-class ships decloak around the planet in the Omarian Nebula, the opening salvo, while reducing part of the planet's crust to dust, makes no change to the life signs whatsoever. The camera holds on the face of the Romulan pilot as she sees the tactical display of the number of Jem'Hadar ships that are coming out of the nebula. 150 Jem'Hadar attack ships suddenly appear in front of these vessels. The Romulan pilot knows it. Inabaran Tane knows it. Everyone knows it. They're all dead. The best that they can do is buy themselves some minutes. If it wasn't for the last second arrival of the USS Defiant, Garak and Odo would have been among them. Number 4. Sauron, Star Trek Generations. Now we come to one of the more fun death scenes. I know, that's a bit grim, but Dr. Tolian Sauron is responsible for the death of a fairly important character in Star Trek, and I won't lie, there was a little bit of satisfaction at his death scene. Sauron has organised missiles to be shot into various stars to change the path of the Nexus. Now the Nexus is, of course, tangible joy. It's just wonderful, and God willing, we'll all get there someday. But thanks to a little bit of wibbly wobbly timey wimey, Picard is able to travel back to a moment just before the launch of Sauron's last missile on Viridian 3. Now again, wibbly wobbly timey wimey, he's able to bring Captain Kirk with him. They engage in fisticuffs, and Sauron is slightly overpowered to the point where Picard is able to get up to that launcher and add in a couple of command codes. Sauron then runs up to the launcher after that. He sees what Picard has done, which is engage the locking clamps on the missile. You can see it written all over his face. Boom. And I won't lie, every time, love Malcolm McDowell, every time I kind of do a little bit of a data, yes. Number 3, Captain Kirk, Star Trek Generations. And this is why. He is the OG captain in Star Trek. He is the guy with the 5-year mission. He faced off against Khan. He stole the Enterprise. He saved the Earth from a big whale probe. Frankly, he's done enough that he warrants a little bit of respect. When the captain died with a bridge on top of him, some people, I might have been among them for a while, thought, well, that's a bit of a damp squib way to go. But really, it's more of a symbolic ending for the captain. Captain Kirk said in Star Trek V, The Final Frontier, that he always knew he would die alone. And in a way, he was correct, because you could take that to mean he always knew he would die without his friends Spock and McCoy. And that did happen. However, in a beautifully written moment, he does die with Captain Picard. And he knows that the captain of the Enterprise is probably the best person to see off the captain of the Enterprise. He asked the captain, did we make a difference? To which the answer is yes. And he said, it was fun. Then you can see it written all over his face that everything is going dark. He knows what's coming. He looks into the abyss and says, oh my. And Captain Kirk dies. And it's beautiful. It's sad. It's a wonderful passing of the torch moment. I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. Number 2, General Chang, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. The dogfight over the planet of Khitomer is one of my favorite sequences in all of Star Trek. The Enterprise A versus the cloaked Klingon bird of prey that can fire is stunning. And I mean, don't we all love Christopher Plummer's delivery of those Shakespeare lines? While Kirk is keeping Chang distracted by having the utter crap blown out of his ship, Spock and McCoy do a little bit of surgery on a torpedo at the suggestion of Uhura. You see, they're carrying an awful lot of equipment for cataloguing gaseous anomalies. The bird of prey has a tailpipe. So if they can just zero in on that, they can shoot the bloody thing out of the sky. Back over to the Klingon Bird of Prey. Now they think they're invincible because they can't be seen, they can't be tracked. Nothing to lose, right? Everything's great. Everything's... Why is the Enterprise just fired a torpedo? Why is the torpedo moving like this through the sky? Why is it coming straight toward the view screen? Chang knows before the thing ever hits. He quotes Hamlet as he just goes, "To be or not to be." Boom. Number one, Lieutenant Shaxx, Star Trek Lower Decks. I realize that he came back from the dead. That's fine. However, the joy on this Bajoran man's face in this scene is something you don't often see in Star Trek. He saves his baby bear, Rutherford, from certain death after they are attempting to upload a virus into the Pak-led ship. Now, Badgy being a little git, Badgy tries to kill them both. Shaxx is having none of it, shoves Rutherford into a shuttle, gets him off the ship. He stands there with Pak-leds in a headlock and knows that he is going straight to the prophets as soon as that explosion goes off. And I haven't ever seen a man look happier about that fact. Now, season 2 went and brought the character back, which in my opinion means we're probably looking at another amazing I'm dead and I know it moment for Lud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Lieutenant Shaxx later on. Hopefully not for a while, though. Let's let that man live for a while.